Here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free. Show your pharmacist your digital card and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll, so you can get back to doing what makes you happy.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
To keep you updated, the President of the United States is winging his way to Detroit, Michigan, where supposedly he will walk a picket line for the UAW, no doubt declaring which side he's on in these negotiations. I don't think this has ever happened, that a president has walked a picket line with a major labor union, but it's going to happen coming up in just a couple of hours, that the president of the United States will be doing that. The guy that wants to replace him, Donald J. Trump, knows what's going on. He can read the tea leaves, so to speak. And can I just tell you, there is a lot of pressure on this president to not run for re-election. 70% of Democrats don't want him to run. They don't think he's capable. And this is getting worse. It's not getting better. His poll numbers are, they're awful. I mean, this is really, really bad stuff. And Donald Trump, though, even though there's a lot of pressure on Biden to announce that he's not going to run for re-election, Donald J. Trump, and this is cut number five, expects Biden to be the Democrat nominee when the smoke all clears. Here it is.
They have been so destructive to our country, what they've done as a party, that I don't even think it matters. Who are they going to put in? A guy from California that's destroyed that state? They're going to put in Kamala? Kamala. Actually, our numbers are better against Kamala than they are against Joe, so maybe we'd like Kamala too. But 2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers. Get them all out of our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media. Those people right there, they're fake, so many of them. You know, when the Washington Post, ABC, came out with their big numbers that I was leading by 10 points, do you know that ABC wouldn't put the numbers on? Do you know that ABC and the Washington Post said this must be an outlier, meaning the numbers that they spend millions of dollars on polling, the numbers must be wrong. It was their poll. And that I watched, they didn't want to put the numbers on. So they covered the minor numbers underneath, but they didn't want to put the numbers on, and they didn't. Now, these are corrupt people. We will evict Joe Biden from the White House. We will continue and we will finish the draining of the swamp once and for all. The great silent majority is rising like never before, and that is happening. I've never seen I've never seen spirit or enthusiasm like we have this time, more so than 2020, more so than 2016. And we had a lot. We had it in records, but it's never, because now they see how bad these people are. They're evil. They're sick. And under our leadership, the forgotten men and women will be forgotten no longer. With your help, your love, and your vote, we will put America first, and we will make America great again, bigger and better than ever before. Thank you, South Carolina. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. See you soon. Get out and vote. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you.
Donald J. Trump in South Carolina, Somerville, South Carolina. A piece of breaking news. Jackie Rosen, a U.S. senator from Nevada, is calling for the resignation of Robert Menendez. So Menendez indicted on bribery charges, even without a trial. Nine key Senate Democrats are calling for Menendez to step aside. Not just as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, but leaving the Senate altogether, even before there is a trial. But Jackie Rosen, one of nine Democrats who are stepping up and saying we're going to call for his resignation. We'll talk more about that and a whole bunch more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Oh, coming up, look at your workplace when you get to the office today. Because it is changing. The gender makeup of this workforce out there is changing, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics is swearing by it. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Raiders look to break a two-game losing streak this weekend when they travel to Los Angeles. The Silver and Black are 5.5-point underdogs to the Chargers. 1 o'clock kickoff at SoFi Stadium on Sunday. UNLV football will open Mountain West play this weekend as 11-point favorites over Hawaii in the annual Ninth Island Showdown. The battle for the Golden Pineapple kicks off at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Allegiant. The Las Vegas Aces take on the Dallas Wings tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena in Game 2 of a best-of-5 semifinal playoff series. The defending champions are 10.5-point favorites. The Golden Knights preseason schedule's in full swing. Last night they played in Colorado where they lost 3-2. Next up, the LA Kings come to T-Mobile Arena tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Minor accident being reported on the south end of the valley. This is going to be at the Southern Beltway Interchange, actually, 215 eastbound, just past I-15. Also in the downtown Las Vegas area, it's not an accident, but watch for Nevada State Police. We've got somebody off to the side there on 95 northbound, right before the eastern off-ramp. And also on the east side streets, injury accident at the intersection of Harmon and Pecos. It's going to be sunny and warm today with highs reaching the mid-90s once again under clear skies. We're still holding at 72 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you get to the office today, look around you and tell me if there isn't a spike in the number of women in the workplace. The difference between the number of men and women in the workplace is closer than it has been since the end of World War II, and that's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I had a chance to visit with a business expert by the name of Carl Gould. He is an entrepreneur, and he is the owner of Seven Stage Advisors. I asked him if these numbers are accurate.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're seeing it more and more. You're going to see more women that are going to be coming into the workforce. Since the pandemic, many of our offices and our businesses, they have gone to a more flexible work schedule. So by virtue of that, women have more flexibility in their daily lives so they can join in at the office.
So explain why this is. What has happened? Is it just pandemic related, or is there some other factor in play?
So what happens is the pandemic hits. A lot of businesses say, okay, everybody go home, or you can work remotely, or we can work hybrid, which means you can now work from home more often. This has always been the desire of female workers, especially if they have home responsibilities, if they have kids, or they're caring for another, if they're caring for another family member at home, they can now split their time between some time in the office, think like school hours, 9 to 2, and the rest of the time they can work from home. So the more flexible that the employer is, the more likely you'll be able to have female workers in the workplace, and that gender gap is going to close.
Now, these numbers are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They report about 68% of the U.S. workforce is men. Just shy of 58% are women. What about the gender pay gap? We always hear about that. Is that closing as well?
The gender pay gap is closing, but now remember the pay gap between men and women is not just gender alone, and so there are a variety of factors that go into that, and so but we are actually seeing that pay gap close. What we always advise our clients, especially those that are women, is remember that your salary is negotiated. And the more that you can negotiate and you ask for what you're worth and what your value is, and the more you get it, the more that pay gap will continue to close. Men traditionally will negotiate their salary more than women will. And that's just been a trend historically. But now women more and more are negotiating their salaries, and they're not accepting what the first offer is. So therefore, that's one of the factors that is closing that pay gap as well.
I should have asked this probably in the beginning. What is Seven Stage Advisors?
So Seven Stage Advisors, we are a hybrid between a business consulting firm, a management consulting firm, and business coaching. So we help our clients come up with the strategy they need to improve and you know, dominate their niche. And then we stay on and we help coach them through and drive that plan.
Tell me what could change all of this. I know that there are some funding mechanisms for child care that will run out this month unless Congress does something about it. They're just trying to keep the government open. I think that's probably the last thing on their minds in Congress. Can you talk about what could change all this?
Yeah, should that go away, you will see some women will be forced to go back home and care for the family as opposed to going to work, because if their work salary is not greater than what the child care responsibilities are, it's simply just not worth it for them to do it. And that makes total sense that they would return home. So that is one of the impediments that could get in the way here. The other thing that could, that would be non-governmental, is if a company demands that everybody is back in the office 5 days a week, 40 hours, and has a rigid schedule. That will eliminate some of the, whoever is the head of the household. So whoever is CEO of the home, and most traditionally that's mom in the home. So that would make her have to go home and not be able to take that job.
What is your sense? You look at numbers all the time. Again, Carl Gould joining us from Seven Stage Advisors. You look at numbers all the time. Is this a trend, or is this just a blip on the radar?
No, I think this is here to stay. And the reason why is it's an unintended consequence from the pandemic. So if you recall, you know, people, companies were forced to send their employees home en masse. So now they didn't need all of that space, or they gave up their office space. Now they don't even have the physical space to have everybody back in the office anyway. So you're going to see a massive correction in the commercial real estate market, and we're seeing that already. So as a result, businesses are utilizing less office space. Therefore, they are going to stay with a hybrid work environment. I think you're going to see that more and more. I think that's here to stay at least for the next decade. And as a result, more flexible work weeks, and that should open up the talent pool that you can choose from.
There you have it. Carl Gould joining us earlier in the program. When you get to the office, look and see, are there more females in the workforce than you remember? There may be a reason. There may be a reason. By the way, Clay and Buck, I'm sure, will have a lot to say about Hunter Biden, who now is suing Rudy Giuliani for hacking into his laptop. Unbelievable. It gets crazier and crazier. That's going to do it today. Want to thank you for joining us. Thanks for making us a part of your ride to work or to school or to breakfast. Thanks so much. Hope the Aces have a good night. We'll talk about it tomorrow right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Clay and Buck are next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at Vitalant.org.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, September 26, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Newsom versus DeSantis. Trump versus the rest of them. Kidnappers caught at an amusement ride. Stuck upside down again. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the governor of Florida and the governor of California are finally going to face off in an in-person debate November 30th on Fox News, moderated by Sean Hannity, 90 minutes long. Somewhere in Georgia. This could give DeSantis a chance to break through the field, and it would give Newsom a chance to get that nationwide name recognition that he needs because he desperately wants to be president. I believe he's waiting in the wings for Biden if he can't finish the campaign and he'll be the Democrats' savior, but certainly in 2028. And this will be his chance to show himself as the voice and the future of the Democratic Party. As someone who lived 12 years under Newsom's reign as lieutenant governor and governor, do not underestimate Gavin Newsom. He is slick. Meanwhile, there's a debate tomorrow. Six Republicans made the stage. DeSantis, Vivek, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, and Chris Christie. Each candidate had to get 3% in two national polls and 50,000 individual donors and sign a pledge to support the eventual nominee. I wonder if they had their fingers crossed if that person ends up being Donald Trump. It's at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. Dana Perino and Stuart Varney are the moderators, as well as a massive Trump hater, Univision's Ilya Calderon. Trump is over the rest of the field by 40 points in some polls. And the latest poll from ABC News has Trump beating Biden by 10. How about this story? Three men caused a 17-year-old to crash his car into them. When the 17-year-old got out of the car, two men grabbed him and threw him in their car. They demanded a $500,000 ransom from the family to be delivered to Nogales, Mexico. After 4 days, the captors lowered the ransom to $100,000 and threatened to cut off his body parts if they don't pay up. Investigators, though, tracked the suspects to a Motel 6 in a hotel 3 hours north of Los Angeles, found the three suspects and the victim. The family never paid the ransom. An amusement park ride in Canada got stuck upside down. Now that the riders were strapped in with the chest harness from above, but they were straight upside down, 75 feet in the air. That's an 8-story building. How long do you think before you would go crazy? 25 minutes. The worst part, when they got unstuck, the ride had to finish the cycle for another minute. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
The chairman of the Fed is promising more pain ahead. Last year, stocks dropped 20%, and this year could be worse. You are right to be worried. So please call the only precious metal dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. Since I have been a client and spokesperson, the price of gold has appreciated more than 35%. So please call today and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you and they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. Please call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text G-O-L-D GOLD to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Every Saturday from noon to 1, it's apt to close the mortgage show. Powered by GFL Capital Mortgage right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Hosted by Kevin Sherba, Danny Velasquez, and Greg Louie. What's going to happen next? Where are rates going? Will you still qualify? Is the economy going to crash? Tune in and find out.
Angle of breaking news.
Yeah, we've got a problem here on I-15.
Plus, the News 3 Weather Authority. Tracking conditions with details down to your neighborhood.
These storms pushing through the Las Vegas Valley.
And anchors and reporters telling local stories. A morning newscast that focuses on stories from Las Vegas. News 3 Today. Weekday mornings from 4 to 7.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, as the migrant situation grows more intense, not only in the USA, but in Europe as well, religious leaders are caught in a tight spot. Christianity commands that the dignity of all people be honored, especially the poor and marginalized. With the exception of the Russian Orthodox Church, whose leader supports Putin slaughtering Ukrainian women and children, Christian doctrine compels believers to help those who need help. But the developed countries cannot assimilate millions of poor people without damaging their own citizens. President Biden's open border policy has led to death, record amounts of fentanyl pouring in, and the destruction of border communities like El Paso. France is using troops now to stop immigrants from entering, and Italy is considering using its navy to blockade northern African countries. Enter Pope Francis, who traveled to France last week to support mass migration. Theologically, the Pope is doing the right thing. However, in public policy, he is putting an impossible burden on taxpayers. In the USA, the nation's most powerful cleric, New York's Cardinal Dolan, told the press that President Biden refuses to discuss the migrant situation with him. The president, who makes a great show out of his Catholicism, is being disrespectful to the cardinal, as well as every American taxpayer. The migrant problem goes right to the heart of responsible government. Virtue signaling, not going to solve this. God only knows. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Richard Middleman, Pasadena, California. Bill, isn't the invasion at the border caused by Biden's refusal to enforce immigration laws? Wouldn't that be enough to impeach him? Yes, the invasion is on Biden's policies. You could impeach him for not enforcing immigration law, but it would never lead to a conviction in the Senate. But you could do it. Glenda Brown, Junction City, Oregon. Can Congress refuse to fund the government until the border is shut down? Next time around. Budget's already been passed. Next time around.